coming into our sitting now. As you get yourself settled, I'll read you another poem that connects us with earth and water and fire, the sun. Different elements of the earth. So this one is called A Poem About Water, Robert Priest. A Poem About Water. Water is something I want to make perfectly clear. I want to come clean about water, the holy water, in our hearts and mouths and bellies. Water is a gem we come shivering out of. It is the earth toiling at the earth, a silver mistress who lulls with singing the giant reach of land to stony slumber. Water is the earth reflecting on itself, a liquid contemplation of the moon and sun, of the different distant stars and abysses, that people looking down might see the beginning and the end of thirst. And so lots of beautiful images in here. This liquid contemplation and how the water is of the earth, as are we. And so we will do a practice now that hopefully will be useful in terms of helping us to be a little more grounded, awake and aware, and also connected to the earth. We'll be exploring what are called the elements, the awesome earth elements, the first of which is earth. And then we have water and fire and air. And so hopefully this will be of help to you as a way to become more present. So feeling into body sitting or whatever your posture is. Connecting to the earth, being very deliberate. Sitting upright and dignified as you're able. Receiving the air. So we have a little bit of a sense of the downwardness through our legs and bottoms and perhaps our hands getting nicely rooted. And we have a sense of the uplift, the upward, as we breathe in through the torso. And exhale and release again downwards. As we receive the air that we all share. So remembering your wise and kind intentions for today. Letting them guide you. And remembering two basic intentions for practice. To practice to be here with a friendly interest And with this practice, you might find it helpful to let a sense of breath and body as a whole be your primary anchor in the present moment. If that doesn't feel right, that's fine. Choose the breath in one location or choose hearing. And practicing for a while by primarily noticing the earth element, which has qualities of solidity, weight, hardness, also support, that unconditional support. So just notice places in the body where there's a sense of solidity. Sense of hardness. Also the sense of weight and support. Where there's a sense of heaviness. Not getting lost in thought about it, but rather feeling it through body. Bringing attention back as it wanders. Earth element, a sense of solidity, hardness, weight or heaviness, and also support, unconditional support of the earth. Allowing now for awareness to come to the water element. Anything that feels moist, wet. Eyes, mouth. The water element also connected to qualities of fluidity, flow. And where you might possibly feel your heart beating, the pulsations at the wrist, or anywhere else in the body where you feel fluidity, flow. The water element can also connect us to a sense of cohesion. How water holds things together. So think of rain and the earth, and it becomes mud. Or water added to flower, a sense of cohesion. And so we can experience this too in the body, of being held together. The water element, moisture, wetness, fluidity, flow, cohesion. Opening to the elements of the body. Touching now the fire element, the sun, the stars within us. And so here we can connect with a sense of temperature, especially heat. And we might notice with heat, a bit of softening. Where can you feel some heat? The fire element is also associated with digestion, metabolism. Gently bringing attention back as it wanders. And being interested being present to this body, to the elements. Noticing the fire element, places of temperature and heat, where there may be some softening, digestion. And noticing now the air element, feeling the breath, the inner wind of breathing, the air we all share. Rilke says, you who let yourselves feel, enter the breathing that is more than your own. Let it brush your cheeks as it divides and rejoins beside you. Give yourselves to the air, to what you cannot hold. The air element too is associated with any experiences we may have of extension, lifting, expanding, movement. Simply noticing. The air element, a sense of inner space. Feeling breathing, lifting, expanding. All the subtle movements of the body when we're still. We can also notice the air element beyond us, the breathing room, to be free to move, a sense of freedom. Feeling the air next to our skin. Sense of spaciousness. Noticing any of the elements as they show: earth, water, fire, air. A wide, spacious awareness. Yes, some of the elements may be showing up as the difficult, the unpleasant. Rilke says, "Fear not the pain. Let its weight fall back into the earth. For heavy are the mountains, heavy the seas." It is not my pain, Tara Brach reminds us. It is the earth's pain. The elements may show in neutral and pleasant sensations. She also reminds us, it is not my aliveness, but simply life, unfolding and intense, mysterious and beautiful. Can we accept it all as we accept the earth? Discover our intrinsic belonging, everything belonging to the whole. Resting our awareness in these awesome elements, earth, water, fire, air, all belonging to the whole.